My grandmother lived across the street from the Mount Olive Baptist Church in Gulfport, Mississippi. And in the late 60s, my parents and I went to my grandmother's house to stay for a brief period of time. At the same time that we were there, the church was doing voter registration. They were trying to get black people registered to vote. My grandmother had a very large driveway that she used to let the church park its bus in. And so it's quite possible that people thought that that stretch of yard next to my grandmother's house belonged to the church. And so there's an incident that grows out of a night where someone perhaps made that mistake, where it wasn't a mistake at all, and that they knew that my mother and father and I were in the house. Incident. We tell the story every year, how we peered from the windows, shades drawn, though nothing really happened, the charred grass now green again. We peered from the windows, shades drawn, at the cross trussed like a Christmas tree, the charred grass still green. Then we darkened our rooms, lit the hurricane lamps. At the cross trussed like a Christmas tree, a few men gathered, white as angels in their gowns. We darkened our rooms and lit hurricane lamps, the wicks trembling in their fonts of oil. It seemed the angels had gathered, white men in their gowns. When they were done, they left quietly. No one came. The wicks trembled all night in their fonts of oil. By morning, the flames had all dimmed. When they were done, the men left quietly. No one came. Nothing really happened. By morning, all the flames had dimmed. We tell the story every year.